You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another on-location edition of the Mark White Show. As I come to you from Andalusia, Alabama, I have with me Kylie Spears. Thanks to a connection through Dixie Dirt and Mr. Jeff Grimes, I came to Andalusia in June. Thanks to my friend Stephen King, we went to the Bluebird Coffee Company, and I saw Dixie Dirt on a shelf and noticed that it was made in Andalusia. So my next thing, because I had made tortillas and chips in the past, and I tried to have my business promoted, and I wanted to help Jeff's business, so I reached out, and we did an interview with Jeff, and during that conversation, he talked about Meredith's Miracles. We came over in June to see if we might could do an interview, and today, we are at Meredith's Miracles in Andalusia, Alabama, and I do have Kylie Spears with me to talk about this very special nonprofit organization. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kylie.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Saw you last night at the Yes. Veterans Wall area, as well as the concert for July Jams. You had a booth, and I actually was able to meet Miss Douglas, who is the mother of Jeffrey and Jonathan. I had Jeffrey on the show to talk about his brother Jonathan in Georgia and how he needed surgery that was being denied by the insurance. So we've tried to help that family, and it surprised me. There is Miss Douglas saying, you spoke to my son. Well, who's your son?
Yeah,
but it seems to be a connection to a lot of things here in Andalusia.
It is. Meredith's Miracles, June Simpson was Meredith's grandmother, and then Jeff Grimes that you're speaking of was her great uncle. So it's all connected, and so yeah, big family. Their families got several businesses in town.
And let's talk about Meredith and what led to Meredith's Miracles.
Meredith's Miracles, we've had the foundation for 17 years. Meredith McGlamory was a three-year-old that lived in Andalusia, Alabama. Jana Marsh and Russell McGlamory were her parents. And Meredith, they found out she had a childhood cancer, a Wilms tumor, and she fought her battle for 2 years. And during that time, our community is an amazing community to live in. And during that time, they had several people reach out to them in town and throughout the time and say, hey, let us help you with travel back and forth to Birmingham. She was going for treatments. And, you know, it takes a toll on any family when they have to travel like that for medical attention, you know, hotel nights and driving early in the morning and different, you know, treatments that children go through. So our community kind of pulled together and wanted to help them. And after Meredith passed away, she lost her battle when she was 5. There was a need. They saw there was a need for a children's foundation to help do that and help families travel to medical appointments. So Meredith's Miracles was formed in 2005, and it's just been amazing to see it grow through the years and what one little girl triggered to give back to help. We've given out over $1 million in the last 17 years to families, and it's just been amazing to be able to help and pay it forward with everything that Meredith's Miracles does.
And let's talk about the 501c3 model, what the model is to make Meredith's Miracles a success to help those families.
Sure. So we are a 501c3 foundation, and our mission is to help families that need medical, the children. We help birth through 18 years old. We help families travel to medical appointments when they have to leave their area. So it's not like in town or like, you know, 30 minutes away. It's an hour or hour and a half more of travel. We send a lot of families out of our area to Birmingham. When a child has an emergency, cancer treatments, any kind of childhood illnesses or disabilities, we help the families travel food, gas, and lodging to get to their appointments.
That is huge. And as far as how you're able to do that, I know that on the other side of the wall where we're talking, there are clothes, and people come in and they shop.
Yes, we have a thrift store. We've had a thrift store, I think going on 11 years, 12 years. It's hard to keep up with the years with the thrift store. It started off in a 900 square foot building. And then in 2019, we purchased this building and it became our foundation office and our thrift store. And we have 4,000 square feet. It has been such a blessing to us because the thrift store all of a sudden took off, and the thrift store basically donated around $12,000 a year to the foundation after cost of everything. And through the years, now last year they did $68,000 for the foundation. So this year they've grown and grown and grown. So it's amazing because that money goes directly back to the children to help travel. That's so important. So that's a wonderful source of income for us, for donations that people donate to us, and then we sell in the thrift store. And it's just, we've got an amazing team that helps us run the thrift store.
And so is that the biggest part of fundraising, or is there another element where to be able to provide $1 million over 17 years, that's a lot of revenue to be able to give to families?
Yes.
How does that happen?
Oh, a lot of moving pieces. Our biggest fundraiser is Cookies with Characters. It's in February. It is going on its 16th year. Might be 17th year this next year. And that's always in February. We have over 3,000 people there that weekend with us on that fundraiser. That is, we have a lot of sponsorships with that. That's our biggest fundraiser. Thrift store is actually coming up. They keep teasing me, saying they're going to beat me on that because their numbers are great and they work really hard on that. Then we have a Valentine's Day store that we run out of the thrift store 2 weeks in February. We do candy baskets and different things for Valentine's Day. We sell toys at our toy shop at July Jam. And this, we've partnered with the city on that, and it's been amazing for them to let us be a part of that. And then we do Christmas in Candyland in Andalusia. Also the city event, we have a toy shop there. We do Cocos with characters. We take some of our characters out there to do. So we're always doing something to raise money. It's definitely a lot of moving pieces. This last year, what we're doing right now, we've realized last year we sent families on 584 medical trips to get to their doctors. This year, we just in 2022, we've already had 619 trips. So all of a sudden, we realized the growth every month this year, it's just been crazy. And then the increase has just been scary at this point. We're running about a 75% increase of families from last year. So we have more families this year. We've already surpassed our numbers last year. So we're really kind of worried about funding at this point, because there's only so much our fundraisers bring in a certain amount, and that's always been okay for us to grow like 10 to 15%. But the 75% increase has just been shocking. So that's what we're coming to the public for right now, is we've come up with a campaign of Adopt a Local Family, Fund a Medical Trip. You can adopt a family for 1 month, $10. You could do it monthly. You could pay for an overnight stay. You could pay for a NICU baby to stay, the parents to stay close by, for $300 for the month. Anyway, so you don't have to commit technically to every month helping a child, but if you even just could adopt a family for 1 month, every penny adds up. The other day when we started this campaign, I put on Facebook, and we had 8,000 views of our flyer about Adopt a Family. And I thought, what if 8,000 people donated $10? We would have had $80,000. Well, we got in about $70 in donations. So that part was like, what if the possibilities of a fundraiser, of people feeling like they can make a difference, is very important, because $10 can make a difference to help send a family somewhere.
The wish is always for everyone to contribute if they can.
Sure.
A lot of people, they determine for whatever reason that they can't.
Sure.
Even a dollar, which we'll go and spend on a cold drink easily.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily have a dollar to spend for a family who's traveling. I can't explain it. Everybody gets to make their own decision about what they want to do with their money.
Sure.
But when it comes to an effort like this, and people can see the good work that's been done and talk about the amount over the years that's been given, and the demand has increased, people out there who really look into Meredith's Miracles and see that it's a worthy cause, you would hope that they go and find loose change or mama's cash that was in a drawer that was left, and decide we want to use it maybe to pay it forward for a legacy of somebody they care about. Maybe there's some extra money laying around from somebody or something that they did recently. Maybe they sold something and they have a few dollars somewhere and they could contribute. This program makes it very simple when you think about, and you can focus on a family, mm-hmm. and you say, I am adopting a family, and you know specifically this is going to a family, and this is how much it is for me to be able to do this, and say, well, it's $10 to do this. It's $300 to do this. It's $100 to do this. What would you like to do?
Yes.
If you had two people and you said, look, I can pitch in $5. Can you pitch in $5? Now you've got $10 from two people to be able to contribute to the effort. And I guess the big thing is trying to simplify it enough and make it easy enough to understand the steps to make it happen, so that when someone listening, like right now, hears that Meredith's Miracles is in need, to say, I can do that, and not have the normal walls or barriers that we put up that say, well, I can't do it.
Yeah, and that's what we were hoping. Like, we do a lot of sponsorships and go to local businesses and different things throughout the South, but it's a person sitting at home that, you know, might want to be like, I want to make a difference. And we wanted them to feel like they could make a difference in a family's life, and they can. And that's so important. We verify also, you know, sometimes when you're donating to different things, you're like, I wonder if my money actually got used for that. And, you know, so the money that they donate, we actually verify the children do travel to their appointments. We have letters of confirmation that they did attend their appointments. So we know that the children are getting their medical attention. And that's nice to know that, you know, okay, I just funded for them to spend the night before surgery. I did that. I helped them. And then we know the children went. So that's very important. We personally, you know, I handle all the families, and we verify that. So we send you a card in the mail when you don't adopt a family that says you just sent a family out of state travel. It helped pay for their gas. And we have families that drive to Cincinnati. We have families that drive to Boston. And just so many, we have people fly. So we verify that, and you can feel very good that we will be sending you a letter. We don't disclose names, of course, when you adopt a family, but, we can tell you that family went and that your money helped them get there.
Right now, we're talking to Kylie Spears at Meredith Miracles in Andalusia, Alabama. We're supporting this effort through the Mark White Show. We're trying to bring awareness to the financial need, and I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Kylie on the other side as we talk about how you can make a difference through this very special organization. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and Gift Shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Is up early,
away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We're coming to you from Andalusia, Alabama, as I talk to Kylie Spears, director of Meredith's Miracles here in Andalusia. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kylie.
Thank you.
Last night, as the kids had their bubble machines, you had your booth and a lot of things happening there, the kids running around and shooting bubbles out. How did that work out? Was it a good event for you to be at?
It was. It was so much fun. Our community is amazing, and that was the greatest event. And it was very patriotic and fun. The kids loved the bubbles. I hope that not that many adults had to eat the bubbles all over the place, because I got tickled because every time I turned around, somebody was talking, and I thought bubbles are probably going down their throat. But
and it was at July Jams. And that's through the Chamber of Commerce. And we've talked about July Jams through the month of July, the concert. And it did give a lot of people an opportunity to bring their wares to the event, whether that was food vendors or your nonprofit organization.
It's a great event. And we have so much fun with everything. The city does Christmas in Candyland, too. And, I mean, the city just definitely knows how to put together an event.
And it opens the door for you guys to be able to bring awareness.
Yes.
So if you are able to fundraise there and get some contributions, but also people seeing Meredith's Miracles out is great. Anytime, of course, they would see the store, but anytime you could have a booth or be at a location where people can actually see Meredith's Miracles and know, oh, okay, it's a reminder that this exists and people need help.
Yes, we're all over the place usually. So, we love being a part of the community and getting out there, and the people that support us are just wonderful to work with.
Kylie, what led you to Meredith's Miracles yourself?
About 17 years ago, my son was little. He was about two, and Meredith's Miracles, I had known the family, and I went to them. They were looking for an event for children, and I had an idea of doing Cookies with Characters and for them to do it. And then we joked, because all of a sudden June Simpson said, well, can you do it? And I got involved. It's something very dear to my heart. I ran Cookies with Characters for so many years, and then in 2018 in June, I was the director of Meredith's Miracles. So I had helped with the fundraisers for that many years, but then just in 2018, we needed a director. Our other director retired, and it was just a perfect fit. I enjoy it so much. Our families are so dear to my heart, of getting to work with that side of it. I had worked with the fundraising side of it for years and been very active, but to actually have a relationship with all our families and help them travel to their medical appointments is just, it's very rewarding of trying to help people. And it's just been, I've been a real estate agent for years, been in real estate for 22 years. And so I've done that, but then this is just very wonderful to have, to be able to help this many people. We have, I think I have 209 families right now that we are working with. So it's a lot of families and a lot of children.
What's the distance as far as the families go? How many miles are we talking for them away from calling this the central point here in Andalusia, Alabama?
Well, we actually cover 27 counties. So when they have to travel outside of their county, an hour and a half away, mainly a lot of people do go to Birmingham. We have some out-of-state travel, Pensacola, Montgomery, Dothan, Mobile. But mostly, we ran some numbers the other day, a lot of them travel to UAB and Children's Hospital. So we work a lot with the social workers there. I just got back from meetings the other day with them. They are wonderful to refer families, and they get all the paperwork. You know, we have to 501c3. We are very thorough on our paperwork and making sure we have everything. So the social workers help us immensely with that.
Great. And I know that Covington County borders the state of Florida.
Yes.
So are there counties in Florida who are served by Meredith's Miracles, or is it just strictly Alabama counties?
It is strictly Alabama. We are, we were Covington County based originally, and then we grew to the 27 counties. It's basically Montgomery County, state line to state line, and down to the south, but in Alabama.
That is a huge area.
It is.
Alabama has 67 counties. I appreciate my ninth grade Alabama history teacher for me knowing that. And 27 of those 67 are covered by Meritus Miracles, and that's no shortage of people who are in need.
It is. It has grown so much, and we have a lot of – we're in the process of trying to seek grants from those counties. That's been really important because we did start off based in Covington County. A lot of our funding does go to Covington County, but for us to reach out and branch out to different counties – we need income coming from those counties. So we've been working on grants. We've been granted a few grants, thank goodness. But that's what we were really hoping to. And we're going to try to start doing some fundraisers in the other counties too. So if anybody knows of any grants in those counties that we would be eligible to apply for, we would love that information. And then we would love if anybody wanted to get involved in doing fundraisers for us out of town. Those counties really need income coming in to for Meritus Miracles to keep continuing to help, because we've just grown so much. So we would appreciate, we're always looking for somebody to help us with furthering the foundation in different counties.
And the fact is, Kylie, you're in three media markets, at least, if not four, because you can add in Dothan, mm-hmm. Mobile, mm-hmm. Montgomery, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa. Would you not? Tuscaloosa County?
We don't cover funding for them, for their families there. But we don't cover funding for families that live in Birmingham, because we're further south, but we send a lot of people up that way. So, Birmingham's been very active in trying to help us.
I guess I was thinking as far as the 27 counties, the coverage area.
Yes.
Because there's media markets within those 27 counties. And I know that WSVA, is it WSVA? WVSA out of Montgomery.
WSFA?
Is it WSFA? Yes. That's Montgomery?
Yes.
So WSFA out of Montgomery covered the story.
Yes.
And then
WTVY in Dothan.
In Dothan. Have you had anyone in Mobile cover?
I have not traveled to Mobile for media, so I need to reach out to somebody that direction.
Yes.
But yeah, we have some connections for WSFA, then local radio stations, WAO always supports us, so we definitely try to get the word out with our media coverage that we have. But
I just wanted to touch on that, Kylie, because I found out through Jeff Grimes, Dixie Dirt. Yeah. That's a different way for the Mark White Show to find out.
Yes.
But
definitely,
you have to reach out to the media a lot of times.
Yes.
They're not going to come to you.
Yes.
So it's contacting, and I know that can be a big chore in and of itself, yeah, to contact news stations, whether it be television, radio, all the different various outlets that are out there, newspaper, to try to get them to cover. And I would like to encourage, because I know a lot of the media follows my show, mm-hmm, across the state of Alabama. And if they are within that area, the 27 counties, and they cover that area,
yes,
to cover Meritus Miracles, that would be my encouragement to them if they hear this.
I would love that. I have a few connections, but it's great to have connections that, I mean, I have one of my WSFA contacts in my cell phone and texts her when I need her, and she came to rescue the other day. So it's very nice to have a connection directly where I can pick up the phone and say, hey, I would love Mark for you to cover something. So yes, I would love the connections. That has been hard through the years of especially in the connections changing. We'd try to get some TV coverage for Cookies with Characters a lot, and that was always hard to get. We've been doing a lot of Zoom too, and that's been very wonderful, because for me to travel is hard to get out of town and get everything out, and scheduling, we're so busy. So Zoom's been wonderful too to have.
If you think about your top tier counties, mm-hmm, can you call them off?
Sure. So we always say Montgomery County over state line to state line is what we kind of tell people. So it would include Choctaw, if we're going across the top, Choctaw, Marengo, Dallas, Lowndes, Montgomery, Macon, and Russell is kind of like the line to go across. And then down to the state line. So the whole south of that. So our coverage area is a large area. So we just anybody that has outreach in those areas and stuff. And if you're adopting a family and funding trips, then they will be families from those different counties too.
And you mentioned grants. And I know that there are people at home who are able to research, who are able to find grants. And if they find grants for their particular county, and there's a grant within that area, say someone's in Baldwin County, and they know of a grant that can be applied for, you have the ability to write grants. You have someone within the Meredith Miracles team that can do that?
Yes, we do. We have a retired grant writer that's phenomenal, and she actually had her grandson was one of our children that we helped. So it kind of all came back around circle, and she retired here, and she works with us. She's amazing. So yes, if anybody does have knowledge of any grants that you think we would be eligible for, they could email us. Right now we're running into the weird thing with grants is you have to be invited to apply for a grant on some of them. And that's new because it's like there's a grant, but yet we have to be invited to write a grant. So if there's anybody that could invite us to write a grant, we would love to apply. My grant writer is very great to work with, and we have all our numbers and figures that we can provide. But yes, that would be fabulous. If they want to just email us, it's info@meredithmiracles.org for any tips on people that I got one yesterday that somebody emailed that said, hey, did you know about this? And so we're going to check into that. So it's very helpful. Even if we know about them, it's just helpful that people, reach out to us. We're very active on Facebook. Instagram is some, but our website is a big communication tool that we use. And then if they have any questions, they can just call the foundation office, and we would love to talk to them. Sometimes we get some of our best ideas when somebody calls and says, hey, let me, I was going to tell you about this. And we had somebody offer to do a fundraiser for us in another county the other day, and we're currently working on that. So we're so excited that people are reaching out to us.
Excellent. Kylie Spears, been great to have you here on the Mark White Show today. Director, Meredith Miracles, we want to help through the Mark White Show, and I hope that others want to help make a difference for Meredith Miracles as well.
Thank you so much. We're excited y'all contacted us about being on your show.
And we may be back.
Thank you.
I believe we will be.
We would love that.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories. And this show is dedicated to Meredith and the legacy that she left behind. Someone made a decision to make a difference because of what they went through, a cancer battle, similar to Starla Chapman over in Bay Minette, who's 13 years old, had cancer at 2 years old. She survived, and now she wants to help families with her food truck. Starla Stacks, it's a vision, it's a dream, and people a lot of times want to pay it forward, and Meredith Miracles is one of those organizations. So if you find a way to help, please do that. One of the ways that you can help is sharing the show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. Let them know about what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show from Andalusia, Alabama, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.